Chapter 9. The Preachers of Death. There are preachers of death, and the earth is full of those to whom desistance from life must be preached. Full is the earth of the superfluous, marred is life by the many too many. May they be decoyed out of this life by the life eternal. The yellow ones, so are called the preachers of death, or the black ones. But I will show them to you in other colors besides. There are the terrible ones who carry about in themselves the beast of prey and have no choice except lust or self-laceration. And even their lusts are self-laceration. They have not yet become men, these terrible ones. May they preach desistance from life and pass away themselves. There are the spiritually consumptive ones. Hardly are they born when they begin to die and long for doctrines of lassitude and renunciation. They would fain be dead, and we should approve of their wish. Let us beware of awakening those dead ones and of damaging those living coffins. They meet an invalid or an old man or a corpse, and immediately they say, "Life is refuted." But they only are refuted, and their eye, which sees only one aspect of existence, shrouded in thick melancholy and eager for the little casualties that bring death, thus do they wait and clench their teeth. Or else they grasp of sweetmeats and mock at their childishness thereby. They cling to their straw of life and mock at their still clinging to it. Their wisdom speaks thus, "A fool he who remains alive." But so far are we fools, and that is the most foolish thing in life. Life is only suffering, so say others and lie not. Then see to it that you cease. See to it that the life ceases which is only suffering, and let this be the teaching of your virtue. You shall slay yourself. You shall steal away from yourself. Lust is sin. So say some who preach death. Let us go apart and begat no children. Giving birth is troublesome, say others. Why still give birth? One bears only the unfortunate, and they also are preachers of death. Pity is necessary. So says a third party. Take what I have. Take what I am. So much less does life bind me. Were they consistently pitiful, then would they make their neighbor sick of life. To be wicked, that would be their true goodness. But they want to be rid of life. What care they if they bind others still faster with their chains and gifts? And you also, to whom life is rough labor and disquiet, are you not very tired of life? Are you not very ripe for the sermon of death? All you to whom rough labor is dear, and the rapid, new, and strange, you put up with yourselves badly. Your diligence is flight, and the will to self-forgetfulness. If you believe more in life, then would you devote yourself less to the momentary. But for waiting, you have not of capacity in you, nor even for idling. Everywhere resounds the voices of those who preach death, and the earth is full of those to whom death has to be preached. Or life eternal. It is all the same to me, if only they pass away quickly. Thus spoke Zarathustra. Chapter 10. War and Warriors. By our best enemies, we do not want to be spared, nor by those either whom we love from the very heart. So let me tell you the truth. My brethren in war, I love you from the very heart. I am, and was ever, your counterpart, and I am also your best enemy. So let me tell you the truth. I know the hatred and envy of your hearts. You are not great enough not to know of hatred and envy. Then be great enough not to be ashamed of them. And if you cannot be saints of knowledge, then I pray you, be at least its warriors. They are the champions and forerunners of such sainthood. I see many soldiers, could I but see many warriors. Uniform one calls what they wear. May it not be uniform what they there within hide. You shall be those whose eyes ever seek for an enemy, for your enemy. And with some of you there is hatred at first sight. Your enemy shall you seek, your war shall you wage, and for the sake of your thoughts. And if your thoughts succumb, your uprightness shall still shout triumph thereby. You shall love peace as a means to new wars, and the short peace more than the long. You I advise not to work, but to fight. You I advise not to peace, but to victory. Let your work be a fight. Let your peace be a victory. One can only be silent and sit peacefully when one has arrow and bow. Otherwise, one prats and quarrels. Let your peace be a victory. You say it is the good cause which hallows even war. I say to you, it is the good war which hallows every cause. War and courage have done more great things than charity. Not your sympathy, but your bravery has hitherto saved the victims. What is good, you ask? To be brave is good. Let the little girl say, to be good is what is pretty, and at the same time touching. They call you heartless, but your heart is true, and I love the bashfulness of your goodwill. You are ashamed of your flow, and others are ashamed of their ebb. You are ugly. Well then, my brethren, take the sublime about you, the mantle of the ugly. And when your soul becomes great, then does it become haughty. And in your sublimity there is wickedness. I know you. In wickedness, the haughty man and the weakling meet. They misunderstand one another. I know you. You shall only have enemies to be hated, but not enemies to be despised. You must be proud of your enemies. Then the successes of your enemies are also your successes. Resistance, that is the distinction of the slave. Let your distinction be obedience. Let your commanding itself be obeying. To the good warrior sounds, you shall, pleasanter than I will. And all that is dear to you, you shall first have it commanded to you. Let your love to life be love to your highest hope, and let your highest hope be the highest thought of life. Your highest thought, however, you shall have it commanded to you by me, and it is this: man is something that is to be surpassed. So live your life of obedience and of war. What matters about long life? What warrior wishes to be spared? I spare you not. I love you from my very heart, my brethren in war. Thus spoke Zarathustra. Chapter 11, The New Idol. Somewhere there are still peoples and herds, but not with us, my brethren. Here there are states. A state, what is that? Well, open now your ears to me, for now I will say to you my word concerning the death of peoples. A state is called the coldest of all cold monsters. Coldly lies it also, and this lie creeps from its mouth. I, the state, am the people. It is a lie. Creators were they who created peoples, and hung a faith and a love over them. Thus they serve life. Destroyers are they who lay snares for many and call it the state. They hang a sword and 100 cravings over them. Where there is still a people, there the state is not understood, but hated as the evil eye, and as sin against laws and customs. This sign I give to you. Every people speaks its language of good and evil. This its neighbor understands not. Its language has it devised for itself in laws and customs. But the state lies in all languages of good and evil. In whatever it says, it lies. And whatever it has stolen. False is everything in it. With stolen teeth it bites, the biting one. False are even its bowels. Confusion of language of good and evil. This sign I give to you is the sign of the state. Verily, the will to death indicates this sign. Verily, it beckons to the preachers of death. Many too many are born. For the superfluous ones was the state devised. See just how it entices them to it, the many to many. How it swallows and chews and rechews them. On earth, there is nothing greater than I. It is I who am the regulating finger of God. Thus roars the monster. And not only the long-eared and short-sighted fall upon their knees. Ah, Even in your ears, you great souls, it whispers its gloomy lies. Ah, it finds out the rich hearts which willingly lavish themselves. Yea, it finds you out too, you conquerors of the old God. Weary you become of the conflict, and now your weariness serves the new idol. Heroes and honorable ones, it would fain set up around it the new idol. Gladly it basks in the sunshine of good conscience, the cold monster. Everything will it give you, if you worship it, the new idol. Thus it purchases the luster of your virtue and the glance of your proud eyes. It seems to allure by means of you the many to many. Yea, a hellish artifice has there been devised, a death horse jingling with its trappings of divine honors. Yea, a dying for many has here been devised, which glorifies itself as life. Verily, a hearty service to all preachers of death. The state I call it, where all are poison drinkers, the good and the bad. The state where all lose themselves, the good and the bad. The state where the slow suicide of all is called life. Just see these superfluous ones. They steal the works of the inventors and the treasures of the wise. Culture they call their theft, and everything becomes sickness and trouble to them. Just see these superfluous ones. Sick are they always. They vomit their bile and call it a newspaper. They devour one another and cannot even digest themselves. Just see these superfluous ones. Wealth they acquire and become poor thereby. Power they seek, for and above all, the lever of power, much money these impotent ones. See them clamber, these nimble apes. They clamber over one another and thus scuffle into the mud and the abyss. Towards the throne they all strive. It is their madness, as if happiness sat on the throne. Oft-times sit filth on the throne, and oft-times also the throne on filth. Madmen they all seem to me, and clambering apes, and too eager. Badly smells their idol to me, the cold monster. Badly they all smell to me, these idolaters. My brethren, will you suffocate in the fumes of their maws and appetites? Better break the windows and jump into the open air. Do go out of the way of the bad odor. Withdraw from the idolatry of the superfluous. Do go out of the way of the bad odor. Withdraw from the steam of these human sacrifices. Open still remains the earth for great souls. Emptier still many sites for lone ones and twain ones, around which floats the odor of tranquil seas. Open still remains a free life for great souls. Verily, he who possesses little is so much the less possessed. Blessed the moderate poverty. There, where the state ceases, there only commences the man who is not superfluous. There commences the song of the necessary ones, the single and irreplaceable melody. There, where the state ceases, pray look here, my brethren. Do you not see it? The rainbow and the bridges of the Superman. Thus spoke Zarathustra.